FERC okays $116 million settlement for New Orleans over Grand Gulf nuclear mismanagement, written by Amanda Durish Cook and read by an automated voice. FERC sanctioned a partial settlement to resolve many of the New Orleans City Council's long-standing complaints over management of the Grand Gulf nuclear station. The commission in August 14 order said Grand Gulf operator and energy subsidiary System Energy Resources Incorporated.S. or SERI $116 million partial offer seemed fair and in the public interest. The settlement resolves numerous grievances New Orleans officials made in 20 FERC dockets related to subpar Grand Gulf operations, rate-making and tax violations that shifted costs to customers, an unreasonable capital structure and return on equity and excessive costs of the Grand Gulf sale-leaseback renewal. The earliest docket involved in the settlement stretches back to 2017. The New Orleans City Council settled with Energy unofficially last spring in a three-part agreement, $116 million to settle allegations around misconduct within SERI, $138 million more to resolve allegations of dubious tax accounting, and lastly, $500,000 to put concerns over reliability to bed.
The partial settlement provides a return on equity moratorium. SERI will use a fixed 9.65% ROE in monthly sales to Energy New Orleans that began in June and will continue through June 30, 2026.
The agreement also stipulates SERI's equity ratio in its capital structure will not exceed 52% in bills to Energy New Orleans. Energy's operating companies in Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, and New Orleans purchase Grand Gulf's power through SERI. The state public service commissions from the trio of states all have or are on the verge of agreeing to their own settlements with SERI over mismanagement of the Southwest Mississippi nuclear plant, with Louisiana the latest to agree to an offer.